Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. This week's guest is Shauna Doyle. She's one of my best friends from back home, and she was visiting in New York a month ago, so we recorded this episode a month ago. And we just chat about the ick, and Shauna chats about what she does in Sydney and what she came here for a WBFF competition. Women's Best Friends Forever. Yeah, that's not what it stands for, but I just want to make sure that's how I remember it, WBFF. So she talks all about that too, and we just have great chats. And the video of this episode is up on the Patreon, so patreon.com/theshiftpodcast. And I did a solo episode on the Patreon all about my experience in JFL and just my life, and I'm going to be doing another one soon as well, because I was also in LA and I want to talk about that as well, and then just what I've been watching on the TV. And for anybody who's based in New York, my new hour, I'm running it at Union Hall on Thursday, so the 31st of August. Doors are at 7 p.m, show starts at 7:30. I'll put the link to all my tickets here in the bio. It's like my link tree, so you can click on that. And then I'll be in DC on the 14th of September. Oh, I'll also be in Martha's Vineyard very randomly on the 6th of September, but I don't have the ticket link to that yet, but I'll add it as soon as I do. Then I'll be in DC on the 14th of September at DC Comedy Loft. Sorry, I blanked for a second what it was called. DC Comedy Loft. And then me and Tori Piskin will be co-headlining in Arizona. It's called Mic Drop. It's in Chandler? I don't know how to pronounce it. But yeah, you guys, if you're living there, you'll know what I'm talking about. So that's on the 24th. And then San Diego on the 28th, and then in between that I'll be doing a spot on a show in LA as well, just on this amazing show called Superset. So if you guys are in LA as well, pop through. But then I'll go back to Ireland and I'll be doing my new show Therapy there as well. I am doing it in Dublin on the 5th of October, the Thursday, and then doing Cork on the 6th of October. So it'd be great if you guys could come out. I know I've gotten a few messages about Cork and Dublin, so I would love, and it's a different hour from the, so for anyone in Dublin, if you came to the two shows last year, it's a different hour, so please come out. We're just doing the one show. So, and my friends who are visiting at Thea Yacoub and Amama Sadar are going to open as well, so we're going to have such a great time. And what else did I want to tell you? So yeah, basically, anyway, main thing is New York. If you're here in a few days, Thursday, please come out. We'd love to see you guys. Excited to be working on the new hour. And please make sure to follow Shauna. At Shauna A. Doyle, and she's going to be posting, and she's going to be even messaging her like what you would, you know, like what we said on it, like what you would like to see from her, hear from her. And she was just on another podcast as well. So if you want to hear that, it is about, it is a podcast about what these fitness models do and workout and the competitions and the wellness and the bikini. So DM her if you want the link to listen to that as well. But she will be posting content soon. She does, you know, PT as well. So make sure to follow her. Get on that now, okay? And other than that, I love you all. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for your patience with me always, because I'm always like all over the gaff with these episodes. Well, I do have an Irish girl coming on soon. I'm really excited about it. I think we're going to have a really good crack. And then another comic who was in prison for 10 years. So I want to kind of talk to him about like, what was that like with, let's say, you know, I'm not sure if he was in a relationship while he was in prison or if he wasn't, or just his experience. But even just like, even just the dating side from it, you know, because that's something I think about, like, if you go to prison, like, you're like, we're all like, oh God, you know, like, I'm in a relationship, but you're always, we're all like, you know, it's so hard to date. But like, imagine if you're in prison, you know, and you were like, you're, let's say you're a straight man in prison and you know you're going to be in there for 10 years. You have to like, be like, okay, right, I'm not going to touch a woman again for 10 years. Or I don't know, maybe there is a sneaky way you can, because Ted Bundy and his missus, they rode in prison. So it'd be just interesting to pick his brain on it. And then, what else? Oh, there were, yeah, and there's a bunch of other people I want to get on. So we'll be back now to regular scheduling. And Tori Piskin's coming on tomorrow because we're going to talk about the shows. And sure, you guys know her, regular guests. We love her. But now this is, Jesus, this is 4 minutes and 52 seconds of an intro. This is the podcast itself. This is like the voice notes I send my friend, and then I text going, never mind, sorry about that, you don't have to listen to that, I just sent you a mini podcast. But please enjoy the episode. Sean is just brilliant, and it's so nice to have a teenage best friend, because we got really close after we both broke up with our boyfriends when we were in our late teens, and stayed friends ever since. So she's just the best, and you guys are gonna love her. And other than that, I will talk to you. Oh, and Leland, sorry, God, Leland's coming on, doing an episode tonight as well, because we're going to talk about like real personal stuff that, you know, like couples can kind of talk about. And since we're both in do this, we don't mind sharing it. So I thought it'd be fun to have him back on and talk about, like, do you know, couple-y stuff. So we're going to do that tonight. So back on the good track with the podcast. But again, thanks for always supporting. And obviously as well, if you could rate, review, and if you want to go listen to the solo episodes, they're on the Patreon. It's kind of like what I'm doing right now. But it's pay what you want. And so the videos will be all up there. And I'm going to start posting some older videos on my YouTube as well. So Katie Boyle Comic. The last one up there is the one with, I think, with Mike Toohey. So it's a few episodes behind, but I'll be posting like a few episodes behind the video on YouTube as well. So at Katie Bull Comic, and I'm at Katie Bull Comic on Instagram. It's easier to just DM me there if you have any questions or guests or whatever you want, because I don't actually check the email. But I always check my messages on Instagram. So yeah, so make sure you message me there if there's anything you want to know or ask about, or any guests you'd like to see. And hopefully, if you're based in Dublin, I'll see you in Dublin. If you're in Cork, I'll see you in Cork. If you're in DC, I'll see you in DC. San Diego, Arizona, New York City, please come out to the shows. And lastly, for fuck's sake, sorry, we do have the Irish show at the Dead Rabbit. But other than that, I love yous all. New York City, see you at Union Hall on Thursday, and the Dead Rabbit in the second week of September. And but yeah, you guys will hear me next week with either Tori or Leland. Love yous, bye. Welcome back to The Shift. Specifically, Patreon heads, I'm doing it reverse again because Shauna Doyle is here and we have her bed out, so it'd be too hard to set up the other way. But not that you guys really mind. So we're in the opposite side of the living room today, and then we can't use the microphone extenders just because there's nowhere to put them. So if you hear like me banging the mic or Shauna banging the mic, just get over for one episode. Not Patreon heads, you guys are great. This is for regular listeners now, because sometimes I get the odd message like, oh, it's annoying when you can hear someone bang. It's just for this episode, and then we'll be back to having the proper holders. But so welcome to The Shift, Shauna Doyle.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So for any listeners, Shauna Doyle is also from Ireland, also from Lisa, we're from the same town, and she's living in Sydney, so also emigres, which I now know.
Is a life hack.
Yeah, it's a life hack. And she's on the podcast today, and she also just did three competitions. So if you don't know what they are, it's WBFF, so Women Best Friends Forever, is what I call it.
Yep.
And then just hold your mic closer to your face. So see the way that's closest. Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
Okay. Like a comedian.
Like a comedian, exactly, yeah. And we thought today what would be fun to do is talk about icks, because especially for us, like, we're Irish, we're living in a different country, but I think Irish women's icks are probably even more specific than other women's icks.
They're just really funny.
They're just really funny?
Really funny. And not to be confused with a turn off. So, like, you know, being rude to the waiter is not an ick. That's a turn off. Icks are like these little things that people do that they have no control of. and it can totally turn you off. Someone, if you're in like those beginning stages, you're like, oh, I won't give examples, we'll go through them.
I'm going to turn you up a little bit. Which one is yours?
I have no idea.
You speak there?
Hello? Bonjour?
So,
ça va?
You're number one. I'm just going to turn you up a little bit because you're more soft-spoken than I am. And there's thunder and lightning outside, if you guys hear. No, that's good, because when I put up the question, someone was like, I don't even know what icks are in the first place. And I do think people use the word ick when it is just a turn off. But you're right. So like someone not tipping is definitely a turn off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ick is like, like the way he chews his food. Would that be an ick or a turn off?
Yeah, I suppose. But even just like little things like, oh God, I can't even think of examples now. But like, you know, if they have like this little quirks about them that you, someone might think, oh, that's a little quirky, but for you it's like, ugh.
yeah. Like we had Jared Fried on the podcast before, and he was saying like one girl would be like, I can't remember what it was, like, ew, he wore flip-flops to the concert. Another girl would be like, it's so sweet, cute, he wore flip-flops.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even like just the way someone like coughs or something could be an ick. It's so weird.
Yeah. And then there are some that you're like, is that an ick or is it a turn off? So for example, someone followed me the other day and in his bio had like DJ Page. DJ Page. I was like, ugh. I was like, is that an ick or is that just a red flag? Yeah, I don't know.
That's just a communal woman.
It's probably a family profile picture or something.
Someone messaged and said their ick was when people wear shorts or skirts on Dublin buses.
Oh.
Yeah, which is kind of specific.
Very specific.
Yeah, when I said that, I was like, Jesus, I wear shorts on the New York subway. But like, you couldn't survive in New York when it's this hot without wearing shorts. But I did sit down on the subway the other day and I was like, my thigh skin is now probably going to get like an STD.
Yeah. Because
it is pretty dirty. Like, yeah. Dublin bus is not as bad as
I don't understand why that's a nick. It's just a clothing choice.
I think it's more that she's thinking about their skin touching the fabric. But yeah, also like you're coming at this as a person in Ireland because you can't get bed bugs, or I don't think there's as many, I don't know, like Ireland's germ free. No, I don't think there are as many germs as New York subway. And you
maybe
can get
it
the
depends which bus. Maybe the 66 is grand.
Is this the 66A or is this?
No, they've actually changed since. I don't know what's what anymore.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I've definitely talked about
the 66B is fine. The 66A that goes up the hill isn't.
Yeah. I was thinking that when I posted that video of us, I was like, I should have said when Hillers and Farranders put their differences, what's it called, aside.
Yeah.
So for the listeners, we're both from Leaslip. But the hill was like, okay, so there's a hill and people who lived at the top of the hill were Hillers, and then the people who lived at the bottom of the hill were Farranders. And so Sean lived at the bottom of the hill, I lived on top of the hill. I was telling this to finish the story, people would shout like Hiller scrum, you guys would shout that up to hill. Yeah. And then
we wouldn't like be shouting it up the hill. It was more like at at the teen discos that we were all at and we thought it was gas.
Well, when we used to go down to like there was a field near the river
bridge.
Yeah, and the bridge as well, there's another one behind Conf College, and there'd be people there going like Hiller scum, and people would be like Farranders scum. But yeah, the bridge too, and there'd be all these fights. It was like a war.
Oh.
But when I told an American, they were like, oh, do the rich people live up the hill, because that's usually and I was like, no. No. There's definitely a lot of poor people up that hill. That's why they put them on the hill, because it's harder to get up. But I was like, there was, you know, poor estates in boat.
Yeah.
And rich estates in boat.
Yeah, no, it's just like comfy and easy.
Yeah, two different ga clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of people messaging for their icks.
Oh, did they not?
No, what the fuck? Oh, I mean, I should check, actually, to be honest. And we've definitely covered icks a lot as well, so I'm trying to think of what I haven't said before that's... And Nick, has your boyfriend ever given you the ick?
No, see, because the icks are like, it's something that they do, but if you're in a long-term relationship, it's something that you're seeing pass, because it's not an ick. You know, an ick is like,
yeah,
I feel like I'm not describing it properly. Yeah. I feel like there's things he does and I'm like, Stephen, that's Nick now. And he's just like, oh, fuck off. Yeah. But when you're in a long-term relationship, it's something that you're going to see pass. If I was dating someone that gave me the ick, I'd probably be like, I'm not going to go again.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've definitely said this before, so sorry to repeat it, but my biggest ick ever that like was the one that really turned me off. Oh, no, I don't think I've told this one. There's two of them. One was he just had like all of a sudden like he'd get really giddy and kind of boyish, yeah. And it just like he'd be like, oh my god, I'm so excited to go, and it just like kind of gave me the ick because I was just like, oh, I don't know, because he was like a big like buff, he was like a professional sports person. You know what it is. I'm trying to like elude. But so I was kind of like, ugh. And like in fairness, like he should be allowed to be like giddy, but it was just his laugh would get this weird high pitched thing. It just gave me the ick.
Yeah. And someone else would be like, oh my God, that's so cute.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the other one was this other guy that we talked about the other day that I remember I was like, oh yeah, I did. And that other person didn't know because we didn't want him to get jealous. He, when we slept together, what did he say? Do you remember what he said in my ear?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah.
Remember what he said to me? Oh, yeah, he licked my ear and he goes, yummy.
I think that's just a fucking turn off.
Yeah, he really gave me the ick. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, so that's a turn off. Well, someone said here, smokers, that's a turn off.
I feel like that will be a turn off, yeah. I feel like an ick is like seeing someone run for the bus.
Oh yeah, or seeing someone like I mean, like what about when they're like, if they're on their phone to their mom and they're like, love you mommy or something, I don't know, I think that would give me the ick.
I don't know, maybe that, yeah, maybe
is that, yeah, I'm gonna look at what's the difference between ick and turn off. Someone said yelling immediately, yelling immediately, telling me you're an INTJ, what's that, an injured.
Oh, that's an INTJ, is that, that's like the, oh my god, the Myers-Briggs thing, is it Myers-Briggs? I could be saying that wrong, but it's like you're, so like, I'll show you later, I'm not going to be able to explain it properly, but it's like a personality type.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yelling, yeah, no, yelling's a big thing for me. I hate when men yell, like when they're talking.
I hate when men speak.
Yeah. This is a pro hating men speak podcast.
When they have opinions.
Well, I find like, and this isn't to fucking roast all men, because it's not all men, but like some men, and I've even found it in arguments or discussions, when if you have an opinion, and let's say if I'm like, I actually don't agree with that because of blah blah blah, sometimes the guy won't let me speak and he just gets fucking louder. So eventually I'm just like, okay, you're right. Just because I can't be arsed. I hate that. I hate when, and I've found it, men in my experience have done it more, and a woman hasn't done it to me yet. So I'm not trying to, but like, I'll be like, even in just general conversation, like out, it could be comedians or whatever, or, you know, other people. And I'll be like, oh no, I don't agree with this because whatever. And they're like, no, because you see, and then they'll get you louder. Or even just arguments with boyfriends when you're like, when they feel they're in the wrong, they get louder to prove their point. And I'm like, just because you're getting louder doesn't mean you're winning this argument.
Yeah, again, problematic behavior.
Yeah, maybe not an ick. Just a bad communicator. And look, men, I've heard guys say that too, that like, and it's the opposite side where they've been trying to like talk to a girl and been like, I didn't really like when you did that. And then they automatically start crying, and then it's like, you know, that's hard, because not saying that all women cry, but like I understand the other side of it, that when you're like just crying to get your way. But like if I'm in trouble and someone's like, I'll be like, I just need a moment to be upset, but we'll still have this conversation. Because sometimes you just need to cry as well. But yeah. Yeah. But being very religious, is that an ick or a turn off? I always say it's a turn off.
Is it just like not your type?
Yeah.
I don't know if that can be an ick.
And then they said, or conservative. I think, again, that's just a turn off or not your type. Yeah. Let's look up the differences. between.
I feel like what isn't, it would be a nick for me is, you know, when people like, and I'll probably do this, but they confidently start like rapping to a song and then they're getting all the words wrong. Oh, yeah. And they're just stumbling over the words. And I'm like, you need to take that confidence down a little bit.
Yeah. No, that would be definitely, and it'd be different if they were having a crack with it. Like, you know, instead of it when it, so like, if it's like whatever the line is, we're going shopping this weekend, and they were just like, I am a dog, you know, if they're like having the crack with
no,
it.
No, it's when they're confident, then they're like, girl, yeah. Like.
Yeah, or when people can't laugh at themselves, you know, when they're like, or yeah, no, too loud. I think too loud is Nick too, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because if like, if you're out with your friends and you're let's say you're introducing them to a new guy, but he was like being so loud the whole bar could hear, I'd get very embarrassed.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, rapping yeah to a song and not knowing the words, yeah. Oh my god, literally Kanye song English singer came up. I typed in because I was looking for American Boy Alert, speaking about rap songs.
Oh, okay.
So wait, diff between ick.
Look up like Urban Dictionary or something. Is that still going? Or is that very 2010?
No, it's still going. Turn off. I'm just going to see what this one says quickly. Difference between ICH is what came out. No, here we go.
German lesson here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were trying to autocorrect them. I'm like, no, I'm saying ick. Though not an actual affliction or diagnosis, it's widely agreed that ick happens when you have a visceral repulsed reaction to something that the person you're dating does. It's like a turn off that's dialed up by 11.
So. Oh.
So, I still wouldn't say it's a turn.
No, I don't think it's a turn off. But I think, like, been repulsed.
But it is a turn off because you're repulsed.
Yeah, I suppose that is the right way to say it. I don't know. Message in your definition of the ick. Well, message in. Message Katie.
Yeah.
Don't message
me.
We've
definitely covered it before, but I do think I'm going to put a bland statement. We've definitely covered it before, and you're suggesting that we should do it, and I thought it'd be good because I'm going to do a brand statement, and I'm going to say that I think Irish women get the ick quicker than other women, because I think as a people, Irish people are fucking mortified collectively.
Oh yeah, we are mortified.
Yeah, so like if we were on the bus and someone
stands up straight, you're like, who do you think you're?
Bit confident there. Get a fix. Like,
look at your shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Head down.
Get that posture back to being bad. Yeah. Yeah. Or if someone was wearing like one of those white tank tops on the bus.
Oh no.
You'd be fucking mortified for them. So like, I feel like we get secondhand embarrassment really easily. Or like if someone was just kind of humming along to their song on the bus and you don't even know them, but you're getting embarrassed for them.
Oh, sorry. Do you know what Steven does that is actually really funny? But it probably is Nick. He has no rhythm, so for a concert, he's clapping his hands, it's all out. But I've actually had to help him, like, stop, go.
When my Latin friends brought Leland up to dance, and Leland has a lot of fun, and I'm glad that we're, like, in America, because it doesn't matter how you should dance, but it, like, did remind me how, like, sometimes in Ireland, if you're not, like, you're just too embarrassed to, like, let yourself be free and have the crack and stuff, unless you're, like, hammered drunk. But yeah, I was a bit, like, oh gosh, what do you do now? But then I was like, you know what? It's actually nice because you should be able to just do what you, like, just let yourself go. And if you're not a great dancer, it's fine. But it's just funny because we just get so embarrassed. Let's see. What is the ick? Though not an ick. Okay, that's, well, I already fucking read that. Why did I click on this? The ick can happen at any stage of relationship from first date all the way through to years of marriage.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But continue.
So here's some examples of the ick. He wore salmon coloured khaki shorts.
See, that is a good example.
Yeah, like Leland told me that I told him that he gave me the ick once. And I think it was over, like, I was just kind of mean to me to say when we were first starting dating. But I don't know if it was over.
I think it was over his clothes.
Yeah, he wore like this white leather jacket thing.
Oh.
And I feel bad because he never wore it again. And I'd love to actually see it again to see, because You know, sometimes I just say things, but yeah, I definitely didn't like his clothes when we started dating. But then he, you know, he got, because he had these other, oh my God. Yeah, no, there was a, yeah, I do think he can get over the ick, because he had a pair of shoes that were like, they were like golf shoes, you know, like those white, like leather white runners.
Yeah.
But they weren't like a brand. God, I sound like an elitist now, but it wasn't like, they just weren't stylish.
And they weren't like Dunk, so it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not even that. They also just remind me of those guys who like, who talk about finance and would probably like spike your drink or something. Do you know, like a guy who has a boat in Connecticut. And really blank statement, blank generalizing here. But nice, yeah, it just gave me the ick. He did throw them out though. I guess I roasted them enough. Someone said, he would jump and click his heels to show excitement. Yeah, no, it'd be end game. It'd be over. I wouldn't even make it.
Imagine them jumping in the pool. I do this, jumping in the pool, holding it. I was like,
yeah. He ended every other text with LOL. I guess after a while, he'd be like, "What's funny?"
I'd be like, "Are you 12 years old?"
Yeah. She pronounced Italian foods in an Italian accent. She wasn't Italian. Yeah, gross. Are we going to go get spaghetti?
But how would you say croissant?
Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant. I'd say in an Irish croissant accent. I fucking hate when, because like, no offense to Americans, but you guys will be like going to France like, hello, can I get a croissant? And you're like, but stop. Just say it the normal way.
But it's a French
not
word.
The normal way, because no, it is a French word, right? Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, say it in your accent, I think.
I think I say croissant.
You say croissant, yeah.
But I'd feel a bit weird saying croissant.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I know you're trying.
We're Irish and you're like, oh, Jesus.
It's because we're Irish and we're mortified. And they're just trying, like, in fairness, they're trying to be respectful. But I'm just like, just say croissant. But it's just crazy because they'll go to France and be like, croissant. And then they'll go to Ireland and be like, Ireland. And it's like, you can't even just give it a chance. Like, even just try to say Ireland.
True. Yeah.
Ireland. But I get, you know, in fairness, in their defense, it's because you pronounce the letter or differently. So I get it. I'm not trying it, but it's just a funny. He wore Moncler puffer jacket on a 50 degree day. Honestly, when I see lads in a nightclub and they still have their like poofy jacket on, firstly, I'm like, it's Irish, but I'm also like, take your jacket off.
Like, are you not sweating?
Yeah. I didn't hear my husband throw up until after we were married and everything. And when I did, I regretted everything.
Oh.
She used the wrong your more than once.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't mind it, but I can see a lot of people don't like that.
If it's like an accident, it's just like accidental. But if it's ongoing, constant, I have to be like, you need to learn.
I don't like when I see it in comments when they're like, it's usually men like get mad at me for being a woman or whatever. But then they'll be like spelling they're wrong or you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like get yourself a real day job or real job, and they'll have spelt the wrong your. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, at least spell it right if you're going to attack me. If you're going to be sexist, at least be able to fucking use the words right.
Just proofread your messages there.
Yeah, it's mortifying. He made little smacking noises after kissing, like,
ew,
he was enjoying something off the roof of his mouth. Ew.
Ew,
yeah.
Ew, ew, ew.
Socks on. Oh, God, I got so loud. Socks on in bed.
Nah, sweaty feet.
Yeah, that's gross. And then performing in bed, like, as if it's to a camera and not to you. Like, I don't like when it's a performance. I slept with a guy once, and honestly, if it was in my apartment, I would have thought that he had hidden cameras, because he was flipping me around like a fucking an egg on the saucepan.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah. And he was like making all these noises, and it was such a performance that I was like, we're definitely both not enjoying this. Like,
yeah. Who was this for?
Oh, did you see this guy? So, side note story. This guy who matched with me on Hinge years ago, and we still follow each other, and it just, you know, he'll message me like on my stories or whatever, but he's not like, I never met up with him or anything, and I don't really mind that. I never even thought to like unfollow, because it's kind of, at this point, it's just been a years of an Instagram friendship. But the reason why I didn't go on a date with him is because he was like, what are you doing today? And I was like, I'm just writing jokes for, it was like I had to write Irish folklore jokes for this podcast thing.
Oh yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I'd help you, but I don't know anything about Irish folklore. And I was like, yeah, I also just wouldn't ask you to help me writing jokes.
Also, no one asked.
Yeah. And then exactly. And then he got like offended and was like, just because I'm a dentist doesn't mean I can't write jokes. And I was like, That's like so insulting because it's like, what?
Just because I'm a comedian doesn't mean I can't pull teeth.
Yeah, just go in and start drilling into like, his tooth. I know, it's so annoying. I've seen your Instagram. It's not like you post jokes. It's not like you write for something. Like, I love how you're just like, yeah, come here, let me write your knock knock about the fucking banshee.
I've been speaking to you for 3 days and you've not once been funny.
Yeah, yeah. Is this the joke? Because that's hilarious. I was just like, yeah, I can't be, because he got too defensive. And I was like, I hate when, as a comedian, men, like, because men always want to be a comedian, they always want to be the funniest, and it's just like, I can't. So then he ended up matching with my friend, and I was like, look, he seemed nice, but just that gave me the ick, so I can't. But like, she was like, yeah, it's, you know, he, you know, I'm gonna see. But then she's a comedian, and he matched with her best friend who was a comedian the same time, so he was talking to both of them. And then today he just messaged me on a picture of you and Leah being like, can I meet your Irish friends?
Oh, that was him.
Yeah, and I said, LOL, no.
Oh, that's really inappropriate. So what's the story with New York City being so big, but everyone dating the same people?
Because that guy's not even
in the community. He's a dentist.
He's a dentist, but we all have comedian in our bio when we were on Hinge. Now, me and the other girl are she's in 2 year long relationship. I'm in nearly 2.5. And that other girl was again like 2.5 years ago. She's like off doing her own thing. But I'd say that he swiped yes on comedians.
Maybe.
He probably has a thing for comedians. And he's good looking. He's not like, well, yeah, anyway. And not like nothing crazy that I was like, I just, it gave me an ick. And I was like, I'm not gonna.
I think dentists give me the ick.
Yeah.
Why would you? No, I'm gonna offend a lot of people now. And I'm really sorry. But why do you want that to be your career? Looking at people's teeth all day.
Yeah, I guess because money. It's great. Like, my friend's dad is a dentist, and should they fucking have a house in the Upper East Side.
Fair.
And her mom got to like go off. Well, this is Tori Piskin, I should say, I'm talking about. But her mom like also had like a
sorry Tori.
Yeah, her mom had like a cool career as well. But like, I'm pretty sure the dad is like minted. And then if Tori will hear this and be like, we're not minted, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, he's like a good career. And her, yeah,
no, it is a good career. I just would not want to look inside people's gobs. Well, same all day.
I wouldn't want to look inside vaginas either. I don't understand how people could be gynos either. But thank God for them. But you know, yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to look in people's mouths. But I wouldn't want to date a dentist because
they're looking inside people's mouths.
No, just because I'd get paranoid about my own teeth, you know.
I mean, like, free dental.
I guess so. But I just feel like they'd like try to sell me on Invisalign, because I like having a gap.
Yeah, but you'd get, okay, any dentist out there, I would like Invisalign.
Well, I got asked, some Irish Invisalign people were like, we'd love to send it to you for a discount, not even for free, get out of here, but for a discount, you know. And I was like, this is like so rude.
That is a bit rude.
Yeah, I want to keep my gap. I like my gap. Taking a sip of my, it's really raining.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm glad we were supposed to be walking the Brooklyn Bridge right now.
I'm delighted. I love days like this.
Yeah. Glad we're here.
I just don't want to be thunderstorm tomorrow because I have to fly. For the listeners, I'm going to JFL tomorrow. I got picked as one of the international comedians, and it's the best comedy festival in the world, so it's a big deal. So I'm excited.
She's an international superstar.
I know. Thank you, Ireland. But no, I just have to make sure that there's no storm. I mean, I have to make sure I can control the weather. But yeah, if anybody who can control the weather, don't let there be storms tomorrow.
Can like normal people go in and see you in Montreal?
Yeah, I know.
So if you're in Montreal, anyone?
Yeah, I'm just doing 6 minute sets. It's like, oh my god, I just made noise from my throat. 6 minute sets. They choose, I think, 10 international comics. Then they choose 10 who are just from the US, and then they choose, no, they choose two groups of 10, so 20 who are from the US that have representation. I don't have representation yet. Hopefully, I get it from this. But and then they choose 10 unrepped from the US, and then they choose 10 from Canada. So it's cool because it's 10 foreigners, 10 Canadians, 10, well, the United, 20, 30 from the United States. They're also foreigners. Someone just texted me saying, did you get new faces? I'm like, yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, sorry. So it's only 6 minute sets. So it's just like, you're just showcasing. Yeah.
And this is very hard to get. So Katie's been working really hard to get this. So
it's impossible to get. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And we're all absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, I'm buzzing too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back, what were you? Oh, look at Madger though. He's so cute. He loves the rain.
Oh my God, he does.
Yeah, he's sitting on his. It's like a TV show for him. He's sitting on his little shelf, looking at it. Oh, and he's like, should I get on this other shelf?
He's putting on a show for us. Oh.
Yay! He's Cirque du Soleil. Okay, so what does it say here? Between the ick... What's the difference between the ick and legitimate red flag? Well, my ex checked my pulse. That was a red flag.
That, yeah.
And... Okay.
I mean, it was a red flag. You didn't break up with him.
No. I didn't break up with him when he lied about herpes. I didn't break up with him when he had all his ex's underwear. Like, still, his ex's underwear, I went to get boxers, and his ex's underwear was on top of his boxers. And he was like, why are you snooping? And I always wear boxers going to bed. And I was like, you know, I always wear boxers going to bed. These are out on top. So this means they're, like, recently put there.
Yeah, that was a weird time.
That was a weird... I was going through something.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't okay.
I just wanted drama.
Let's just leave that in the past and move on.
Yeah. Hey, it was great stories.
Yeah, it was great content. The voice recordings are amazing.
Oh yeah, I know. That's why, like, my cousin is in Australia, and I want to be like pick a nice guy, but I'm also like, if you want to go on a date, like tell me some stories,
give us the content. True,
yeah. But there was a guy who was really nice. The only thing was, like, he was very secretive with his private life, but I always thought that was kind of weird. Like, we were dating for a few months, and then like. He wouldn't tell you he was going away for the weekend with his friends. Like,
yeah, that's weird.
It's weird. And then one day he came over and he cycled over from Brooklyn to my house in Astoria. Yeah. Get that train, you weird. No. But then he was wearing socks, big, thick socks. And he was like, coming over to have sex with me. But he was like, yeah, I can't take off my socks because I did a foot peel. So there's all dead skin in my socks.
Oh my God, that is gross though. That's foot such peels an ick.
Isn't that such a good, like, just meet up with me the next day.
Don't come over.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Honestly, that's a legitimate excuse to cancel on a,
yeah,
like, I did this
I've
foot
done
peel.
This foot peel.
Yuck. And then common red flags in a relationship can be things like refusing to introduce to your friends, talking trash about their ex. So I said this to my friend the other day. I hated when men would like talk bitch about their ex about things, because especially if they're fresh out of a breakup, because they'd be like saying the most ridiculous thing, like, yeah, and she didn't even fucking like pizza. And then I'd have to be like, shit, do I tell him now that I don't eat cheese?
That conversation.
What?
I think we were having that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because I had also said to my friend the other day how, because I have this other friend and she's great, but like she had bitched about another friend being too much or expecting too much, and sometimes I feel then on edge, like I don't want to ask for things because I'm like, oh, I don't want to be like the other friend asking too much. And it made me think about how, like, when I'd go on dates with guys and they'd bitch about like their girlfriend with pink hair, and I'd be like, fuck, can I never dye my hair pink now? You know, it really puts you on edge because you're kind of like, well, I also sometimes I'd be saying things and you'd be kind of like, I also do that, you know.
Yeah that is a red flag. And I liken to, like, if you're in an interview and you're bitching about your current or your old employer, it's like you're not going to get employed because you're bitching about them. Oh God, you can tell I work in recruitment. Never mind. Move on.
Yeah, no, it's true. You don't go in and be like, yeah, I quit that company because Sally's a C word.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, you're not getting a job here.
I always say that for people for advice on first dates, my best advice is people are being the best version of themselves in the first day, like the same as an interview. You're being the best version of yourself in an interview. Sometimes you don't really live up to that potential, or you might, but not every single day. So if someone's being like weird or having red flags on the first day, that's the best version of them.
Yeah, so that's awful
in that time. Like, they might be better in the future. They might have just gotten broken up with an ex. They might have just, but like for you in that moment in time, if you're not feeling it, they're not gonna get. Oh, I'm gonna be a hypocrite and say, I mean, like when they're shown red flags, if they're kind of quiet, you know, and they seem nice,
nervous.
Yeah, they might be just introverted and nice. But I'm talking about if they're like, you know, just whatever. I can't think of something that's bad on a first date right now, but like, yeah, bitching about their exes or commenting on what you're wearing, what all that stuff. what did I say? Oh yeah, trash talking their exes says here. Telling you they love you on the second date. That's definitely happened to me.
I was going to say, it was like, never happened to me. Probably happened to you.
It so happened to me. I'm like, yeah, cool. Love you too. Let's go.
Yeah. Katie had a streak for a while of just like weird interactions.
Like
weird. Like a few weird things happened. I can't even think of when it was. When you were dating.
I mean, at least 10 years of just mental short-lived relationships. Like, you know, my friends were talking about, like, oh, I've only had one guy said I love you. And I'm like, yeah, I've had, like, a million, but it's all like, doesn't mean anything. It was all pretty much, like, I remember Leland hadn't said I love you in 3 months. And I was like, what's going on, like?
Usually they're, like, after 2 days.
Yeah, or I've had the opposite where guys that just want to like see you once a month and not. It was either kind of like fucking A to Z. What was the other one? Well, some things that cause dick can be a legitimate red flag. Disrespecting staff. Ick is often a bit sillier and less serious. Yeah, so that's kind of like what you're saying. It's more sillier. Yeah, it could be even something like the way he moves his hand when he walks. Because there's things that Leland does that would be a full-on ick with me with every other guy. But with him, I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he'll do this thing where he flicks out his hand and like does like a real effeminate thing. Because he does have like quite an effeminate thing inside him that you don't see unless you get to know him. And then he'll like let it out. Like when we were salsa dancing. If that had been any other guy, I would have this serious ick. Because he was like... like you're meant to be like, you know, light on your feet, and he was putting his foot back and his arms out like he was like a big peacock, you know, the bell of the ball. And I always laughed my head off, having loads of fun. Your one told me I was bullying him for laughing, but whatever. But the thing is like that I did find it funny, but if that had been anybody else, I'd be like, that would give me an ick.
Yeah,
but he can pull it off because he's just like, he doesn't give, this is the thing, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
whereas like, yeah, if you're laughing, he's laughing. If I were laughing and he got upset, that would give me a nick. But yeah. He's just like, I don't care. I don't care what you think. It's the things you text your friends when you're 2 dates in, you're overanalyzing every little thing. Honestly, I wish Emma was here right now because she's had like some funny dates.
You had one with fingernails.
Oh, that was the same guy with the socks. Yeah, I had someone to put his fingernails.
Make her turn off?
Like men with fingernails, and sorry, I even see it on TikTok. I see men like doing a TikTok and see their fingernails. Men with long fingernails is a massive ick for me.
And like men that play guitar keep one side long and one side short.
No. No. You can keep your guitar. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, fingernails are nick for me. And what else? If they always had snot in their nose, ooh, that would be a nick. Smelly breath. Is that a turn off?
Oh, turn off.
That's when we need dentists.
Yeah, definitely not a dentist, so.
What'd you say? Oh, claps when the plane lands. That's, yeah. I'm trying, let's see. Okay, let me look up the worst icks. I can hear the rain through that. I wonder if the listeners will be able to hear. It's so nice. I just wanted to be gone for tomorrow. What are the biggest icks? Smelling bad again. I don't think that's an ick. That's just a turn off.
So. Maybe for some people.
Pretending to be more knowledgeable about something than they actually are. Being overbearing and rude. Again, these are more turn offs to me. Double texting. Sorry. What did a child write this one? Who gives a fuck if someone double texts?
Yeah, I triple text. Like.
Yeah.
Text me back. Beep, yeah, beep.
I'll say hello. Question mark.
But it's not even text me back. It's just these random thoughts come into my head, and I'm like.
I mean, yeah, you don't even have to respond to me.
Yeah, like, you don't even need to read this. I'm just getting it down.
Yeah, we've sent voice messages to each other, and then afterwards we're like, don't even listen, need to listen, just waffling.
We'll send a 2 minute, a 3 minute, a 15 minute.
Yeah, like, we're like, who's your podcast?
You don't need to listen to that. I was just thinking.
Who's your weekly podcast?
Yeah.
Dirty or long fingernails. Oh my God, here's one using a baby voice.
Oh no,
I can't. I'm like, sorry, I'm a grown woman with a savings account. Keep your fucking baby talk for the cat or the dog.
Or for no one.
No one. calling me a babe gives me the ick.
I'm not a baby. I'm 30.
What does he refer? Because they all say babe here or bae, or like, I remember Leland was kind of annoyed when we first started dating. He was like, but I always call my girlfriends baby or babe or whatever, and I was like, not me. We've known each other for 5 years. You're not gonna start calling me babe. Just no. It feels like I've been downgraded. Then I'm upgraded. I'm not your friend anymore. I'm in a relationship. Does Dio call you anything?
No. Diz. No, it isn't.
What?
Dizzle.
What's
that's
my
nickname.
Is it?
He doesn't actually call it. He just has me in his phone, that's it.
Where did Dizzle come out of?
I didn't tell you the story the other day.
No. Did you? No, tell me again.
So when maybe I was telling my sisters, when we were in Newcastle one year, there was a big group of us, and the lads called me S Dizzle, and then it just stuck because it was really funny. So now they all call me, all my friends at home call me Diz.
It's your DJ name.
It's my rap name.
Your rap name.
And then when because I must have been telling my sisters, because when I went to then register my business name, which I haven't done yet, because every time I go to do it, Stephen was like, I was like, what do I call it? And he was like, Dizzle Dazzle Fitness.
I actually love that.
And now every time I go to do it, that's all that comes into my head.
I love Dizzle Dazzle Fitness.
So I just have a business number but no business name.
What will you call it? Will you not call it that?
No.
I think you should have the Dizzle Dazzle Podcast. Please message her if you think she should have the Dizzle Dazzle. I feel
like it sounds like a cleaning product.
You know what, actually, yeah, it sounds like Mr. Sheen's wife.
Yeah.
Was that the guy, Mr. Sheen?
Mr. Sheen, yeah. Mr. Sheen's mistress, Dizzle Dazzle.
She does it better. I'm trying to see what other icks there. I guess, yeah, wait. She says, what gives girls the ick?
Anything. It's just all these turn-offs. It can't be, like, it's not specific.
Yeah, it could be literally, like, a certain haircut. He came out on the second date with a different haircut, or he kind of, like...
Or he said a new word he picked up on the streets.
Yeah, on the streets. Meow. Or he tries to, like, this is Nick for me when guys, like, well, I guess when they kind of sound posh. Posh British male accent is definitely, like, I don't like it too much. Like, we're watching Too Hot to Handle, and I have to find, like, when I first heard Alex's accent, I was like, that's Nick. So this is, like, a kind of posh British guy on it. But then as, like, you get to know him, I was like, he's actually lovely.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I wouldn't want to have turned him away just because of his accent. But there's something about when lads, and he is his grand until they use that posh British accent. And same with a D4 accent, when they use big words, that kind of gives me the ick. Or when Americans as well, like rich Americans, because I knew a guy in Connecticut who would do it, and they'd use, like, these really long words. And I know it's a way of being like, okay, I went to a good school and I can use these big words, but I'm always like, oh, I could have heard that sentence five minutes quicker.
Do you know what else is an issue?
Use the short words, get to the point.
Yeah, you just triggered something. You get this in Sydney a lot, but I think also in, like, I would have got it when I was a kid and, like, going down to Wexford, because a few people from, like, Southside Dublin would also go to the same place, but you get it in Sydney. What school did you go to? Like my local?
Yeah.
Community college?
Yeah, because I guess, like, because we're from a place where there was just two different schools. Neither were better or worse. It didn't matter. And if you wanted to go to a posh school, you'd have to go, like, you wouldn't be even living in our area. They didn't, like, yeah, and no one brags about that either.
But, like,
but here people brag about it.
Yeah, in Sydney they do as well, because they're private schools.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, why are you asking, like, 30-year-olds where they went to school?
Yeah, but that was their glory days.
I wouldn't even ask someone where they went to college unless it's, like...
Me neither.
I might know people that were also in their course.
That's their that's their glory days, though. They're just living back in the... That's, like... It's also, like, ew, are you going to judge me? I feel like some people feel like that sometimes as well when it's, like, asking, like, what you do. But I actually just think that's a conversation starter, yeah, just to be, like, so nice.
Yeah,
because I always feel like, because I do comedy, people get, like, excited, and then I don't want to be, like... acting as if I'm not interested in what they do, because I'm very interested in, like, anything, even if it's, like, fucking, if you're like, oh yeah, I'm just in business management, I'm like, tell me about it, because I don't know, I'm not in that world, so I'm excited to know what's going on. But yeah, I think asking what school is like kind of classist.
Oh, 100%.
They're putting you in a box then. I went to Confey College.
Clashacheron. Never heard of it. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yours was Clashacheron and mine was Confey. Why is mine Confey College? Why is yours the English version?
Mine's just in, yeah, it's just in Irish. Yeah. It's still a public school. I actually saw this thing on TikTok and it was like how to piss off people from Dublin. Probably more Southside Dublin. It's like, and they say what school they went to, a private school. I'm like, oh, is that just your local? Or...
There was something else. Oh, I remember as well, it was like dubs. You could always spot like who was going to a fancy school.
I had dubs.
You had dubs.
I had dubs.
So did my friend, but like...
Emma Reddy definitely had dubs.
Emma had dubs, you're right. Okay, so I guess...
But she... I'm surprised she wasn't in a private school.
Yeah. I was always trying to wear like... black runners.
Yeah, well, we had dubs and then our principal was like, you can't wear them because they're not actually black, and we were like, what? They are black.
Are they?
They had a white sole. Yeah.
Oh, because they have the white sole. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
that was it. But so we were for like them, our parents just paid like pretty shoes.
Yeah, yeah, you can't not. Yeah, would you, for the Americans, dubs are like boat shoes, so like, again, like Connecticut. Yeah, no, dubs, I'm not. If I were lesbian, dubs would give me the ick, to be honest.
Dubers?
Yeah, Dubers. But I'm weird with shoes. Shoes give me the ick. I'm a bit of a fucking shoe snob, and I don't mean to be, but I don't know. I just like, yeah, I'd always like, this is something I've always done. I've always looked at people's, like, especially guys, like, I've looked at their runners and seen, because I don't know. I just don't like, I don't know why. I'd be like, kind of like, if you're walking around with, like, a dirty old pair of runners,
it yeah.
I wonder if my dad put that in me, because he'd always be like, make sure your runners are clean.
No, they just look scruffy. I think, like, I remember there's a phase where your Converse would be scruffy and it was cool for them to be scruffy. I hate scruffy Converse.
Yeah.
If even a little smidgen gets on the white, I'm like, wipe that off. But in fairness, with the dupes, it was like uniform. We like wore uniforms to school.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like
it's
we
different.
Were just like picking them to go with our jeans or whatever.
No, exactly.
Although people did. But for us, it was just school uniform.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what were we wore the feet. I wore the Fila ones. They were like shoes, but they were like Fila runners, sneaky shoes. So they look like shoes, but they're actually runners.
Oh.
But they were Fila.
Did you, when I was in primary school, I would have like proper like fucking heels.
No, but loads of the girls did. I didn't. I remember getting roasted one time by one of the boys because I wore these really nice like leather boots when I was younger. And like, it was like, one of the cool lads was like, heard me, one of the girls, one girl was like, where'd you get them from? And I was like, Marks and Spencer's. And so then they kept being like, Marks and Spencer's, and roasting me over my boots. But they were so nice in hindsight. Aww. Yeah,
what's wrong with Marks? That's a bit more expensive than the rest.
Yeah, I don't think they were expensive now at all. Yeah, but well, I wanted to ask you, so now we'll circle back. Well, firstly, with what are Australian men like? But I know you went there in a relationship, but from like your friend's experience, because obviously you'd be, I feel like people would go to you because you're in the relationship asking for advice. And what have you kind of like, as a reporter over there on the men down under?
Okay, so I haven't done too much investigation in this, so I'm really sorry if this is like generalized statements.
It's all, when we talk about men, when women talk about men, it's generalized, and when men talk about women, it's generalized.
Okay, so this is totally generalized. But I feel like, well, so I can only go by someone's experience with men. But I think, oh God, I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, I'll say like one of my friends who's over there will be like, every time they go on a date with an Australian, they'll be like, I just want an Irish lad. And I find it hard for Irish women outside of Ireland. So when you emigrate, and you're trying to like, you know, you're kind of like, it's nice to be with Irish lads because they're good banter, but I think it's hard to actually get with an Irish lad abroad because they always want non-Irish, like, not that they want non-Irish, but they get like these,
well, they'll
fucking
get attention.
Stunner,
yeah,
they get so much attention.
It's
they
hard to compete over there. Everyone's so beautiful. Like, you walk the, so I live in Bondi Junction. Bondi Beach is down a hill. The further you get down that hill, the more tanned and beautiful people get. And there's also a lot of like South Americans. They're all obviously gorgeous. Like, it's really hard. But I do find that I think sometimes just a sense of humor, it'd be similar to here, you know, like they just kind of take you maybe a little bit more literally when you're kind of just ripping the piss.
Yeah. No, there's been loads of times where I've been like slagging Leland, and an outsider might be like thinking I'm like, you're one when I was, and she was like, that's bullying, and we were like, no, I'm just, it's not, just I'm Irish. But I'm when I say that about the, it's Irish guys abroad everywhere, because it's here too, where the Americans really glorify the accent, so they fucking love it. And so these lads, and I'm sure it's the same in Australia, are able to get like the fucking creme of the creme. And then those girls also probably let them away with a bit more than maybe Irish women would. I think Irish women would probably put them in check a bit more sometimes.
I don't think Australian women let anyone away with anything.
Really?
I think,
because I've had here with some of the American girls, they were letting them away with bloody murder.
Yeah, no. Australians are pretty good.
Yeah.
Australian women, I love them.
What are they?
And Australian men, that's all. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I haven't dated.
And I'm only going from, like, I knew a group of guys who lived in Woodlawn, and, like, some of their American girlfriends would be telling me some of the stuff, and they'd be like, yeah, I just wish you didn't that. And I'd be like, what, he shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, you know, or, yeah, like, kind of going through the ringer with them, or them cheating on them, and then them getting back with them. And but that could be just this, you know, group. So, again, I'm completely generalizing as well, because some of the other Irish guys I know are brilliant, and they've, they also have gorgeous American girlfriends that are out of their leagues, but they're also like really nice guys.
Oh yeah, what's that about? They're always,
they're, no matter they're what, they're always out of their league. The that's men for are sure.
Always punching.
It's always, and like some of the nice guys are like locking that girl down, getting married, and I'm like, yeah, you should, because you wouldn't get a girl, you wouldn't be in her lane in Ireland.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, but that's good to hear about the Australian women.
Yeah,
that,
but
more,
to be fair, there is like a big expat community over there, so you do see a lot of Irish and Irish and Irish and English, and like even, like, just different people getting together. It's not really, I don't really know a lot of like Irish Australian couples, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
So I can't really say too much.
And what do you mean when you said Australian women are like, they're more like, don't you fucking mess with me type of kind of?
Yeah, they just don't net. They're like us a bit. They are, to yeah, be fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's good. Let them away with even less, I don't know.
And I look here, I'm very hypocritical because I'm with an American guy, but I would have found it hard to get with an Irish guy, especially doing comedy and having a sex podcast. Like, they'd be just fucking mortified.
Oh, mortified, yeah. Yeah.
So it would have been really hard for me. Like, I tried to date Irish guys, and I did want to be with an Irish guy because of the banter and the culture and all that stuff. But then I also wanted to do comedy and be able to talk about whatever I wanted on stage without having a, because I'm dealing with the shame myself. Like, I felt a lot of shame about posting that balls joke. But it's like, could you imagine then if I also had a felt like, whereas Leland's like, who gives a fuck? Like, just post this funny. But if it was like someone who was also dealing with that level of shame or coming out of that, they might be like, oh, fuck's sake, like, they're after sending that to my ma, you know?
Yeah, I got you. I think, I feel like another big difference with the culture is, especially, I'm also comparing on Aussie women because that's, I know more of them. They're a lot more confident. But I think most cultures are a lot more confident than we are. No,
Americans are way more confident than we are as well.
Oh, yeah, Americans 100% are, but
that's the thing too.
Aussies are as well.
I feel like for the Irish lads, in fairness, now that I'm thinking about it, they'll come over here, American girls are so confident, they'll walk. Because Irish women do play a bit of a coy kind of like, it takes a while to figure out if they like you. They're roasting you, but are they roasting you because they like you, because they want to be your friend? It's hard to read, whereas American girls come over and just be like, I want to fuck you tonight, and you're like, okay, oh, well, good, let's go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're very confident. Like, oh my gosh, I'd be watching my American girlfriend sometimes, and I'd be like, look at them go.
I feel like they're like, Aussies are a lot more switched on as well, even when it comes to like just like careers and business and stuff. They're just, I think they're just, it's just done differently. I don't know.
Better at flirting too, because Irish flirting is kind of mean. Oh, look at the state. Oh, do you think you're looking great there in your fucking Patagonia? And then you're like, Irish guy would be like, oh, yeah, no, I think I'm, but like, if you say that to an American, like, Jesus, well, it's cost me $100, like, for fuck's sake.
I literally have no experience with flirting with anyone, so unfortunately, I can't say, but I don't think they
take
well.
Yeah, because you've been together 10 years, 9 years?
9 years, yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's a long time.
Yeah, so I've done no flirting in Australia, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to, maybe we need to call Emma.
We need Emma in. We need
have Emma on the ground over in Sydney. Emma, what's it like? Tell us live.
Emma would be so funny on the podcast. She's hilarious.
We need to get her on.
Yeah, she's the best. I'll tell this story about her. I'll ask her if I'm allowed to post it, but it's my favorite story about her. So when Emma came to visit me last time, I was living with a guy who is originally from Kazakhstan, but his American mother adopted him from there when he was 5. And so he was telling the story, and she was like, and he said, like, he had said, like, she adopted me from an orphanage. And then she was like, oh, do you ever get to... it's my favorite story knowledge, because do you ever get to see your real parents? And he went, well, actually, I'm an orphan. And she said, so what? Like, do you know, you might want to reconnect with them. And he was like, well, I'm an orphan. And then she was like, but you know, like, you never know, maybe they're nice, like, you should try, you should contact the agency where you're adopted and try to meet them, and, like, you know, they were like, they could have been young, and she kept giving all these excuses and stuff. And then eventually was like, and she was so confident that I in my head was like, I obviously don't know what an orphan means. And then he goes, my parents are dead. And then I was like, I do know what orphan means.
I can imagine. Like,
yeah, she was like, oh my god, yeah, I didn't know that that's what orphan was. She was so funny. But he didn't mind, he's a comedian, so he just thought, yeah, it was funny.
Probably, but, a bit of his content now.
Yeah, it probably, if it's not a bit, there's, that should be a bit. And another bit should be my other friend, he's like very, like, wild. And he was, we were at the comedy club, and he went in the green room and did cocaine. And, like, I've never done cocaine in my life. I never want to. And I'd be kind of, you know, because I'd be a little hyper anyway. I don't need to add fucking fuel.
I just don't know how quick you will speak if you ever have cocaine.
Sure, I'd be like that squirrel from Over the Hedge, you know, where he has the cookies. It's such a specific movie. But anyway, I'd be fucking running up the walls. But so he was in the back, and he does it a lot, and he went and did it, and he came out, but he was definitely, like, wired. And my sister, who was only 18, was there, and she was kind of looking at him, and she was kind of looking at me, and I was like, oh, look, he did cocaine, that's why he's like that. But he came over.
So this is the effects of cocaine, don't ever touch it, okay?
Well, he came over and was talking to her, like, 100 miles an hour, and then he spat, and the spit landed in her eye, and she thought for, like, ages, she was like, I'm going to get, like, a disease, you know? And I was, like, telling him, like, he was...
Am I high?
Yeah, yeah. He was mortified because, like, she was like, yeah, I don't want someone to spit in my eye. And then I told him, and he was mortified. And I was like, if anything's probably great, probably stop her doing cocaine.
Yeah.
But okay, so before we go, so wrap this up in 5 minutes.
I'm just like looking at the camera. I'm like, is my tan disgusting? Probably.
Yeah, no, your tan looks great. Okay. Great. So Shauna just did the WBFF. So it's not actually Women's Best Friends Forever, like what I say, but what is it?
So it's World Beauty, Fitness and Fashion. So it's a bodybuilding federation, essentially. But they make it a bit more glam than others.
Yeah, it's amazing. We went and watched it, and basically you were in two categories. You're in bikini. So if I'm... What exactly is the bikini for again? You'll say it better.
So, like, what they're looking for?
But, like, so you worked out for what, like, 6 months to then you wear the bikini to just show your body, right? To show,
yeah,
the, like,
as
what
you
said,
it's a showcase of all the hard, yeah, work that you've put in. But there is different categories and different divisions and, like, different looks for each one. So yeah, you just, yeah.
And then you did wellness as well, which is another category. It was fun watching it though, because it was like, I didn't know what to expect, but it was like there was, like, over 40s, and there was this woman that we met who was, like, probably pushing 50, and she had 2 kids, and she just likes to do it to keep fit, because I guess she had been overweight and then lost all the weight, so she does this now. And she didn't like win. I felt bad for her though, because for the over 40s there was only six of them, and so when they were giving out all the medals, they do the top five, and then they do first, second, third. So then they did the top five, but it was only her. And, like, the rest of them were, like, just turned 40,
yeah,
I'd
which
say.
Is mean, because wellness had about... How many were in wellness?
I don't know. Law? Was it?
Like, I don't know. I thought there was only going to be 4, but there was more. And what they didn't call for the top five, they only called for the top 3.
Yeah.
So they should have done that.
They should have just given
them...
mean. Yeah, or given them all a medal. And she was just there, and she was so nice. And I thought she looked great. And in context, she was...
Oh, wait. So only the top 5 got medals.
Top 5 got medals, and then...
and then it does Sydney, the first, we all get medals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. So, cause I was obviously in both top 5, so I got all the medals.
Yeah. Yeah, you got awards. Yeah. And so, yeah. So, it's just, like, for both of us, you know, when we left Ireland, like, you wouldn't be doing bodybuilding competitions. I wouldn't be doing stand-up if we hadn't left Ireland.
Do you know what? I did want to when I was in Ireland. But I was actually mortified of what people would have thought. And I was playing camogie as well, so that was also, like, I was doing that. But yeah, it was like 100%. I had to, even the first time I did compete, like, the confidence was not there. Like, I had absolutely no confidence in what I was doing. I was very worried to post anything. And now I just don't give a fuck. It comes with age as well, to be fair, but.
Definitely, but I do think living abroad, and I think that's one thing about, you might find this with knowing Australian women and me knowing American women, and I'm very grateful for knowing them, or any, like, obviously Irish women as well, but I mean, seeing that confidence, because sometimes you can be like, Jesus, that's a bit much, but then I actually go, do you know, fuck it. Should be able to do what I want. Should be able to live my life and not worry about what people, like, girls here will literally, like, you do fucking you, whatever you want, you know, it's only, you don't give a fuck about what anyone else thinks. And I'm like, all right,
100%. And, like, I think when I was younger, in my early 20s, you know, when you're like, I don't know what I am, and people are like confident, you're kind of like, oh, you're one, like, making comments, but that actually comes from, like, insecurity and being, like,
completely
jealous of them or whatever it is. And you should have seen us all backstage. Someone was, like, fretting and everyone else was calming them down. And, like, just, like, it was literally, it was the girls' bathroom on a night out backstage. Even the night before, I was only doing my bikini category. I met one of the girls, Jasmine, who is now a pro, and Genevieve, who I'd met for the first time. And they were like, I was thinking, like, oh, maybe I'm a bit too big for bikini, maybe I should do wellness, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, on my Instagram, they were like, look at that picture. They're like, you're going up and doing wellness. And if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have came second. So, because they were hyping me up from the get-go, I'd literally just met these girls.
Yeah.
So it's incredible.
It was definitely nice to see, because I could see, like, from the way you were, like, happy when someone won, or the way you got, like, when girls would come in, like, when you were already there, you were, like, smiling at them. And I felt like at one point one of the girls grabbed your hand and it was like, oh, there was definitely camaraderie there, because it's like-minded people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, and I find that with, like, my group of girlfriends here in comedy, it's like, if one of us win, we're all winning, or if one of us gets something, we're all very supportive when you find your crew, or as one of the girls says, like, oh, I found my tribe. But it is very like finding your crew, finding.
Yeah, because it's like no one worked harder than the other. Everyone that's up there have put in like months, years of work, the same with comedy, I suppose. And it's like,
or anything you do, and it's like, like, you know, I was telling you the other night that one of the lads that we know was back home, like, drunk one of the nights in the bar that we used to work at. And he was, like, bitching about the fact that I was doing comedy. He was telling the lads, like, who the fuck she thinks she is over there doing comedy. And one of them texted me afterwards.
That's it. Who the fuck does she think she is? That's how they think. It's like, I don't think I'm into it. I'm just trying to, like, enjoy my life. Thanks very much for having an opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how does me doing what I'm doing affect you at all? But, like, it is insecurity and jealousy. And the guy who texted me about it was, like, really drunk. And he's one of my childhood, you know, best friends. You know her. She's,
yeah,
like,
yeah, I know who it was. I remember.
And, like, because everybody was like, why the fuck did he tell you that? And I'm like, yeah, you know. But I think in his head he was like, I just want to make sure you don't hang out with him when you come home. And I told him where to shove it. It's so funny. But, like,
yeah, and like, that's rare that you'd have people that would actually stick up for you.
Yeah,
as well.
In fairness. And, like, I think because I used to spend a lot of time there, so he'd see me, like, with his little sister. And then it was funny because this guy's a plumber, and it's, like, mad because I'd never be like, who the fuck does he think he is plumbing those pipes? Like, I wouldn't, like, good for you. Like, that's a fucking hard job as well. Like, I actually would never be able to understand how pipes work. So I'm like, it doesn't matter what any of us do. It's impressive no matter what. You don't need to be like taking someone down.
And, like, it doesn't matter. Like, once everyone's, like, happy, you know.
And sorry, lads who were in, like, in apprenticeships and Excel and got loads of money, like, that opportunity wasn't there for a lot of Irish women at the time. Do you know, that was more for lads. They were able to get it. They were able to get, you know. And, like, I ended up doing carpentry and welding in college, and that was, like, crazy at the time. And it's like, so what I never, when you guys left school at 16 and you were able to get on money straight away, I wasn't like, fuck you guys, being able to be electric. Like, I wasn't like, you know, that wasn't an option for women, but we weren't like, who do you think you are being able to get that? So it's like, what? And it's like, also, it's because you probably want to be a comedian. Then be a comedian. Go do an open mic, but you haven't got the fucking balls to do it.
Yeah, but, like, it's just like,
or the uterus
up
to do it.
Like, you've not left your hometown and you're fucking 30 odds. Why are you being mean about women that have gone off and, like, have tried something new?
Yeah, and like if you want to stay in the hometown, that's grand. But obviously, you're upset about it if you're getting, you're feeling. That's something I always like. I love since I did therapy is like if you're having a guttural reaction, just ask yourself first, like, what is this?
Yeah,
why
am I exactly? Yeah, and that's what I meant by like when I was maybe in my early 20s and people were putting themselves out there, and I'd be like, oh, who does she think she is? It was total like jealousy. It's like because I knew like I wasn't happy with what I was doing.
100%
working in the bank, like I actually don't even know what I was doing there, to be honest.
I mean, that's like not good for me
because I have no idea what my job was there.
Yeah. Oh no, stop. Oh god. I will say, yeah, so if there's anybody who's like, I want to do this, just fucking do it, because like I love my life now, and it was a hard work to get to this point, and it's still going to be hard work going on, but
yeah,
I love it.
And if you try something you don't like, it try something else.
Yeah, do whatever you want to do, because you'll just if you don't try as well, I don't think you can get over that insecurity, because then when you try, you're able to relate and go, oh, do you know what? Like, in fairness, let's say if you're like, oh, I want to be a singer, and you're judging people who do karaoke, but then one day you get the guts and you get up, you're less likely to judge people because you're like, oh, people are just trying.
Yeah. So you're more likely to start supporting the people that are trying, because you're like, that takes fucking balls.
Yeah. So sing your songs. And if you don't know the words to the rap, just laugh, because it'll be an ick if you're like,
just for me, don't mind me and my opinions. We're probably like totally contradicting ourselves now. We started this podcast for icks, and now we're like, just do what you want. Just don't give me the ick.
Yeah.
But also, who cares?
The thing with the ick is if someone likes you, like,
it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Most guys I've dated, if they went outside dressed as Big Bird, I'd be like, it's over. But like if Leland dresses as Big Bird now, I'd be like, do you know what? He identifies as a bird now, and just let him off with it. He's having the crack.
And I probably do a lot of things that are icky.
There's so many things in relationships.
I probably am an ick.
You're not at all. You're the opposite of an ick. Literally, my friend said that you ruined... that you're like, I can't talk to her anymore. She's ruining women for me. She's hot and has a good personality.
Well, I said holding your nose, jumping into the pool, and I do that.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, who doesn't do that? I hold my nose jumping in. I don't want water getting up my nose.
Well, Stephen doesn't do it. But he dives in.
Yeah, probably snot all coming out afterwards.
I tried to dive. He was trying to teach me how to dive, and I'm like... Betty Flop.
Yeah. When we were in
That's probably a nick.
Yeah. When we were in Puerto Rico, there's a video. I should put it on the Patreon because it's so funny. Because like all in fairness, like most Americans I know are pretty fucking fit. And like even Leland, like he's like been like, you know, struggling with his like workout routine over the past few years, and he's really gotten back into it. But like he'd still be very strong no matter what size he is. He's got really strong he's got really muscly shoulders and muscly arms. So everybody on it was like, there was me and one guy who couldn't do it. And so, sorry to explain, we were going into the jungle and you have to do a rope thing. You hold on to the rope and it swings it into the water and you jump. So everybody was holding themselves up on the rope and doing like these great jumps. But as soon as I jumped off, I didn't have the arm strength. So I just flopped, like I just was holding on like a dead body from the... It literally looked like a dead body had then just flopped. And all the rest of the girls were like holding them up with themselves up with their legs. I literally couldn't hold myself. I had no strength in my arms. But, so I'm sure that's Nick as well. But yeah. Okay, so... make sure to follow Shauna, because I keep telling her, so she's gonna start putting up content and stuff, and you know the bodybuilding journey is really interesting, and then you're also part-time PT, so personal trainer,
yeah,
and you'll be exploring that as well via Instagram.
Yeah, so Katie's my social media manager.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold
from
her
here on in. But no, I do coach part-time. But I'm hoping to just build on that in the next coming few months. So, yeah, I'll probably make another fitness page, but feel free to just follow on.
For now, it's at Shauna A. Doyle. Maybe message her if there's things. What would you want to see on an Instagram from a PT? What would you want? Do you want nutrition advice? Would you want workout advice? Do you want to see like the WBFF journey? Maybe give her ideas.
Women's best friends.
Women's best friends forever. So maybe give her ideas, and then so at Shauna A. Doyle, I have her tagged in something if you want to go for mine, and then I'm at Katie Bull Comic, as you guys should know, and then I'll be back in Ireland for the Ireland listeners October. Fuck, I forgot to send him the info about it, so it's, oh my god, it's just
I'll be back in Ireland on Friday. See you then,
yeah,
for my homecoming. Thank you very much.
Yeah, everybody just wait outside our gap.
Oh my god, Alexa.
What's it playing? What is going on? I have no idea. Alexa, stop playing music.
This is our exit tune.
And I'll just leave that on. I'll just leave that on.
Credits are rolling.
Yeah. She's literally like, get off. Oh my god, yeah, it's like the Oscars. She's like, you're over time. You're 8 minutes over. Get off. Okay, so hold on. Alexa, stop. She's like, oh, I was just trying to be involved. So on a serious note, I'll obviously be JFL this week, but only the patrons will hear this episode because this will come out next week. But for next week, I am going to be in LA, Westside Comedy Theatre, the 6th of August. That Sunday, please get your tickets if you're in LA or your friends are there. And I also will be taping something the day before, but I don't know what the story is with that. So I'll just keep you posted on my Instagram. And then on the following weekend, I'm going to be in Minnesota headlining Comedy Corner Underground. I hope I said that right. And that's the Thursday night. So that's the 10th of August. And then for that whole weekend, I'm going to be doing 20-minute sets alongside three or four other Irish guys in an Irish festival. That's also in Minnesota. So if you can't make it on Thursday, come to that. And then the weekend after that, so what else have we got? Oh, the weekend after that Thursday, maybe that's not the weekend after that, but maybe that's 2 weeks afterwards. The 31st of August, I'll be running my new hour that I've been working on since I did my album.
It's a good hour.
Thank you. And that will be in Union Hall Thursday. So link is in my link tree and I'll put it in the bio. And then I'll be in DC on the 14th of September, then I'll be in San Diego and Arizona in the last week in September, and then the first week of October I'll be in Ireland. So I'll make sure to put the or else just send me your emails so I can send you the link personally. And just on my website, www.katieboylecomic, the first landing page is your where it says email and let me know where to perform. So just put your email and where you are, because then I can send you the ticket links. But please come. There's only the show in Ireland, I only think it seats 70 people, so and I'll just be doing the one because I'm just back for a week. So two of my friends will be opening.
She's killing it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Go see her.
I know, it's exciting.
Go see her while she's not stupid expensive.
Oh, I know. You know what I was thinking about that the other day? I was like, if I ever made it, I think I'd feel bad. Like, if the tickets got too high. I'd
be
like,
you need to go see her now while it's small and intimate.
Oh, thanks. You're so good. Well, it's fingers crossed. Yeah. I told her I'll be 33 this year. So it's the year of our Lord. Jesus Christ, I'm just like, it's the year Jesus died.
Oh, but right. Okay.
Yeah, we're not religious. Don't worry. Aiden's about to message me going, ick. Sorry. That too said that religious was ick. Oh, it's not. Yeah. But still, he was 33. He got some shit done at 33. It's a good year.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he wasn't bad. He was just a man. Okay, at Katie Boyle Comic, love yous all. And sign up to Patreon to see the videos a week early. Now it's like 2 weeks early because I'm a bit behind. And to see the episodes early, patreon.com/shiftgotpodcast, pay what you want until I finally set a price for it. So get on it now. And I'll do a solo episode. Oh, with solo episode, I'm going to talk about Too Hot to Handle. So if you're watching it, I'm gonna talk about all the past eps before the next episode comes out. I'm going to try to do that tomorrow in the morning if I can. But love yous all, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.